From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House announcing sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. That story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Trump administration saying the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China's unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs, including soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. U.S. soybean farmer John Kiefner has a message for President Trump.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact. It's a negotiation period, she says. That's why tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are worked out with Beijing. Muslim American advocacy organizations hailing a legal settlement with New York City police over the department's surveillance of the community, saying the agreement sends a message that simply being Muslim is not a crime. Under the terms of the settlement, the police confirm they have dismantled the unit responsible for carrying out the intelligence gathering. This is VOA News. United Nations Human Rights Office echoing a recent call by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for an independent investigation into Israel's use of force against Palestinians who staged protests in Gaza on March 30th. The call came Friday as Israeli troops again clashed with Palestinians, staging a right-of-return border protest. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
What began as a peaceful demonstration along the Gaza-Israeli border Friday turned deadly shortly after the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva called for restraint by both the Israeli security forces and Palestinians. Spokeswoman Liz Throssell told reporters UN officials feared a repeat of last month's riots, which resulted in the deaths of 16 people and injuries to more than 1,000. The Rights Office said Israeli security forces used excessive force last month. Throssell told VOA that Israel denies the accusation.
From what we have documented is certainly that the killings and the injuries do actually point to an excessive use of force, and in particular lethal force. And that's in a situation where there was no threat of death or serious injury. And that's why we've made this call.
Throssell said international law obliges Israel security forces to respect the rights of peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40 people. That violence coming after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States. It's the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the World Health Organization. It also marks World Health Day. We get more now from VOA's Carol Pearson.
Over the past 70 years, the World Health Organization has spearheaded efforts to free the world of killer diseases like smallpox. It has also formed partnerships to end other diseases like polio. Peter Crowley, a former polio team leader at UNICEF, said we are nearing the end of that disease.
We're almost there, this close. 99.9% of polio has been eradicated from the world.
Access to other life-saving vaccines, like those against measles and a host of other viruses, is out of reach for many people. That's why the World Health Organization declared the theme for this World Health Day, Health for All. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.